Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي او الله عز وجل open my chest for me guide my tongue and make us practice whatever good will be said بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have once again come back with another episode of the series called The Early Echo, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah. This is indeed through the grace and mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, our Lord, the Rabb and Malik and the creator of this universe and mankind, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, our cherisher and nourisher of all the worlds, and abundance of peace and salutations upon the cause and cream of creation, the Prophet of Mercy, the Prophet of Intercession, the Prophet and the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Alhamdulillah. Of course, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, since we have come back with another fantastic episode of the series called The Early Echo, we would like to welcome the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to this program, inshallah. And we hope that you will be part and parcel of this program, inshallah, from the beginning right to the end of this program, as well as that today, as you know, the discussion will be displayed on the screen, and that is: how can a person cry? Yes, crying seems as if it's a very bad thing, but yes, it's a blessing to cry in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a person to cry due to remembering his qabr, his akhirah, for a person to cry is a source of benefit and blessings for him in this world as well as in the hereafter. So what is about crying? My topic for today is to cry less, to cry more and laugh less. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, you will be enlightened a little more regarding this as we go into our topic of discussion for today. But we should not forget the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has bestowed upon us. As I always say in the beginning of every program, that when we get up in the mornings, we should give thanks and give gratitude to Allah azza wa jal for blessing us with these numerous bounties which He has bestowed upon us through the sadqa and wasila of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Which favors of our Rabb are we going to deny? As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَبِي أَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, which bounties and favors of our Rabb shall we deny, or are we going to deny? It's impossible. We cannot deny the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with Iman. Allah Azza wa Jal has made us insan. Allah Azza wa Jal has made us the ummatis and the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed the favors of sustenance, of perfect limbs. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us family, given us wealth. All these favors in the form of air that we are breathing. Allahu Akbar, upon the land that we are living, upon the far and fancy vehicles we are driving, all of this, from health to wealth, all of this is the blessing and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُخْصُوهَا. As He Azza wa Jal has also mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar, that if you had to count the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will it will be impossible. You shall never be able to count the ni'mah and the bounties bestowed upon you as a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Impossible. Allahu Akbar. The favor of this one eye is priceless, dear viewers under Samadini channel. Take all the dawlat and all the world wealth on one side and keep this ni'mah of an eye on one side, and it will supersede and overpower all the wealth of this dunya, because it is priceless. The power of the hand, the breath that you are taking, the perfect heartbeats that you have, all of this is the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So Allah azza wa jalla says in the Holy Quran, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you will give thanks to me, if you will show gratitude and give thanks, I will increase your sustenance. I will increase the bounties upon you. Allahu Akbar. Allah will increase those blessings and mercies which He has showered and blessed you with. Subhanallah. So this means, dear viewers, when we wake up in the morning, we should say, Main so jaun, ya Mustafa kehte kehte, khole aankh salli ala. Kehte kehte. When you get up in the morning, supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make shukr that the Rabb who made you sleep, Allahu Akbar, He has awoken you from your sleep as well for you to accomplish your tasks for the day. Make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal and recite darood upon the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. حديث پاک کا یہ مفہوم ہے, a beautiful hadith in relation to the virtues and blessings of reciting درود upon the Holy Master صلى الله عليه وسلم, is that he صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that if you want to please Allah سبحانه وتعالى, الله أكبر, if you want to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you want to make Allah razi, you want to make Him happy, then the way to do that is to recite abundance of durood upon me, for I will receive your durood. Allahu Akbar. So, subhanallah, we have a lot of things to do for the day, dear viewers. I do not deny the fact that we have commitments from day to day, from the morning to the evening. Allahu Akbar. But it does not mean that you and I, we cannot find or make the time to send salams and send durood upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I leave this to you inshallah azza wa jal, and I'm sure that you shall do this beautiful act and earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chale inshallah, bada pyara kalam sunenge. And this Naate Paak has been recited by Ashfaq Madani sahib. Kaabe pe jab padi pehli nazar. Alhamdulillah, there are many brothers who are preparing for their Hajj this year, or many have set out for Umrah. Subhanallah, we would love and like for them to leave us their comments as to what was their first experience when they left for Umrah or for Hajj, and when they seen the Holy Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here inshallah azza wa jal, you can refreshen your memories via this kalam, Kaabe pe jab padi pehli nazar, recited by Ashfaq Madani. Immediately after this Naate Paak, we will continue with our program. It's my earnest appeal for you to please stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu ya
چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا. پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر, پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر, ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا. پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر, ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا. باقی نہ رہا پھر ہوش مجھے, کیا مانگا کیا کیا بھول گیا. باقی نہ رہا پھر ہوش مجھے, کیا مانگا کیا کیا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
احساس کے پردے لہرائے, ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی. احساس کے پردے لہرائے, ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی. سجدوں کی تڑپ اللہ, سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا. سجدوں کی تڑپ اللہ, سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے, یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا. جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے, یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا. اظہار عقیدت کی دھن میں, اظہار تمنا بھول گیا. اظہار عقیدت کی دھن میں, اظہار تمنا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت. کعبے پہ جمیل اللہ, ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت. کعبے پہ جمیل اللہ, خاکی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا. آسی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا. خاکی ہوں میں میں کتنا بھول گیا، آسی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا،
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر،
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا،
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر،
اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ، سبحان اللہ. یو نو وی ہیڈ سین امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ آلسو ان دا بیوٹیفل حرم آف مکہ المکرمہ اینڈ مدینہ المنورہ. ناؤ اینڈ اگین ماشاء اللہ ناٹ ویڈیوز دیٹ وی وٹنس اینڈ وی سی، الحمد للہ وی سی امیر السنت دامت فیوزہم اللہ اکبر میکنگ دعا اینڈ سپلیکیٹنگ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ عز و جل ان مکہ المکرمہ اینڈ مدینہ المنورہ. سبحان اللہ، ہاؤ فارچونیٹ آر دوز اسلامک برادرز ہو ہیڈ بین گیون دس اپرچونیٹی ٹو ٹریول ود ہیز ایمیننس Allahu Akbar. And I'm sure it is the wish of many Aashiqan Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam worldwide to be blessed with this great opportunity to travel with His Eminence. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, may Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala accept your faryad, your wish, and grant you this opportunity. It is not impossible. Continue making dua inshallah Azza wa Jal from the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Indeed, when your bulawa and when your call will be out there, nothing can stop you. As I mentioned a few days ago, subhanallah, it is not dependent upon the money and the wealth that you possess. It is all dependent upon the call of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, as the poet had said, kahan ki daulat kahan ka mansab, qasam khuda ki ye hai haqeeqat. Subhanallah, where is the daulat? It's not about the daulat, the wealth and possessions, but rather the haqeeqat and reality is this, ke jise bula rahe hain Mustafa ne, the person that's called by Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, wahi Madine ko ja rahe hain. He is the person that is leaving for Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us all the beautiful city of Makkah and Madina. Zadahu Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Dikha de ya ilahi, wo Madina kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din مولا تیری رحمت برستی ہے. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as I had elaborated a little before we heard the kalam, that today's discussion and topic will be surrounding something which is very important, actually something which we have forgotten as ummatis of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is to weep and cry in abundance. Yes, I never said we do not cry. We all cry. Whether he's rich, he cries. Whether he's poor, he cries. But unfortunately, the tears that we shed is mainly for the loss of this mortal dunya. Unfortunately, Allahu Akbar. We cry because we lose our loved ones. We cry when our businesses are liquidated. We cry when we lose our jobs. We cry when we are unable to achieve certain goal in this dunya. We cry for the loss and for the gain of this world. It causes us to cry, it causes us to grieve over the loss, it causes us pain, takleef, immense takleef and pain. Whereas we stop even communicating with our families. The loss of this world causes us to separate from our loved ones as well, to this extent that we are so distant from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, that if you had to compare both the tears, the grief of this dunya as compared to the grief of the akhirah, how often do we cry? How often do we shed tears? How often does tears roll from our face in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, the inspiration for today is that let us get inspired, let us get motivation, and let us gain some enthusiasm to cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sins that we commit in this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Do you even know, dear viewers on this Madani channel, according to one narration, subhanallah, what a beautiful and enlightening and encouraging narration that our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has narrated, subhanallah, has mentioned. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that on the day of judgment, a person will be given his books of deeds, Namai Amal, in his hands to read. And when he will open his books of deeds, he will see many, many sins written in his books of deeds. He will be shocked and astonished, and he will say, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, when have I committed these sins? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say, Oh my bondsman, I have strong witnesses over your sins which you have committed. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and the Subhanahu channel, he will then request for those witnesses to be brought. He will look towards his left, and then he will look towards his right, and then he will say, Ya Rab, where are those witnesses that have seen me committing these sins which are written in the books of my deed, in the books, Manamay Amal? Allah Azza wa Jal will then grant permission to his limbs to speak. His ears will then be witness, Ya Rab, I have committed haram by listening to haram. His eyes will then be witness, Ya Rab, I have watched haram. His tongue will talk, his hands will talk, and his feet will also talk. This person will be shocked, astonished, and embarrassed upon the deeds that he has committed. And what is the evidence and witness to his deeds? His body parts will communicate and talk to your viewers, and this is a Madani channel. Astonished and amazed by this, then it will be announced for this person to be thrown into the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. As this person will be dragged, and as he is taken into the hellfire, suddenly, dear viewers, and this is Madani channel, his eyelash will begin to speak and say, Ya Rab, can I be given and granted permission to say something? Allah Azza wa Jal will then command the angel to stop, and he will grant that eyelash ijaza and permission to speak. That eyelash, one strand out of his eyelash will then speak and say, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, did you not say that if any of my banda, if any of my bondmen ever cried and shed one tear due to my fear, I will save him from the hellfire? Allah Azza wa Jal will then say, yes, it is so. Then the eyelash will say, Ya Rab, I bear witness that this person, once he cried due to your fear, and I had become moist because of him crying and shedding tears. Ya Allah, forgive this banda. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will accept the intercession or the evidence of this eyelash, as this eyelash will communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and request Allah Azza wa Jal for this person not to be punished. And then suddenly the announcement will be made for this person to be taken to Jannat and not the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. And then it will be said that increase his bounties in Jannah, grant him more and more and more. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and this is Madani channel, this is the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the blessings of just one tear, Allahu Akbar, due to which the eyelash is then moistened. Subhanallah. Can you imagine, dear viewers and this is Madani channel, this is the blessings and the importance of crying in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the mercies of Allah is concerned, it is beyond description. It is beyond imagination. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this person's sins have been forgiven despite the gunah and sins which are written in his Namai A'mal. As I mentioned before as well, that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the glorious Quran-i-Pak that there is not a single word which you utter, whereas there is not a ready recorder seated on your shoulders who is jotting down and noting every single thing that we say and do, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. When our books of deeds will be given to us in our hands, we will be astonished and amazed to see those sins that we have committed in the dunya is because we have no count of them. Therefore, make this dua which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam, Ash-Shah Maulana Mufti Ahmad Ridha Khan, Alihi Rahmatul Rahman, has composed and written such a beautiful dua. Kaash every morning when we get up, inshallah, we can recite this munajat, we can make this dua. He writes and he composes so beautifully.
Ya Ilahi.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, subhanallah, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned earlier on, that how can we count the bounties and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Impossible. Allahu Akbar. Just ponder over this, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, that look at the mercies of Allah azza wa jal, that we commit so many sins, but regardless of our sins, despite our sins, Allah azza wa jal does not stop His sustenance. He still continues to give us and bless us. Look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that yet we had committed so many sins with these eyes, but yet He has not taken the light away from these eyes. Look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, despite our sins with our hands which we have committed, He has not removed the power from these hands, the power from these legs, the power from this tongue to speak, the ability to speak, the ability to hear, the ability to think. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed us with these perfect limbs despite the sins that we have used these tools to commit. This is the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we learn and we know how to cry when we receive and there is a loss occurred in the dunya. You know, loss of business, loss of family, loss of money. We cry. We leave our salah, we cry, we don't speak to the family. Some people become quiet for 2-3 months when they receive a huge loss of millions. They cannot speak. But what about the loss of missing salah? What about the loss of being disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal? We are so disobedient in so many different ways to Allah Azza wa Jal, but yet He is such Kareem. Allahu Akbar. He is such a Kareem that He Azza wa Jal bestows rain of mercy upon the disobedient people too. He is such Haleem, Allahu Akbar, that He even forgives those sins of those disobedient people. Allahu Akbar. He is such Aleem that He is even aware of the sin. He is even aware of the secrets of the hearts, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. There is nothing on this earth or in the skies which is hidden from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is such azeem that Allahu Akbar, it is not impossible to forgive even the biggest of sinners. Allahu Akbar. He is great, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond our imagination, beyond description. We cannot describe the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great He is. But unfortunately, as I mentioned, when we even supplicate and make dua, because the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam has persuaded us, he has encouraged us that make dua. When you make dua, try and shed some tears, try and cry, Allahu Akbar, because your tears is the proof of acceptance of your dua that you make. And if you will see in Dawat Islami, du'as are made by Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. When du'as and supplications are made by His Eminence Nigrani Shura, Haji Muhammad Ibran Attari, Damat Fuyuzuhum, or many other Arakine Shura, Mubaligs of Dawat Islami, the ulamas and scholars of Dawat Islami, and many other ulamas, Sunni ulamas of Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who cry and supplicate and make dua, subhanallah. This is the sign of acceptance, dear viewers, under the Madani channel. When you moisten your eyelashes with tears due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart trembles, the body trembles. Have you known, Allahu Akbar, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam cannot commit sins. Allah azza wa jal have sent them for guidance. They have come to this dunya to guide us, approximately 124,000 messengers that came to this dunya. Allahu Akbar. They came for guidance and they cannot commit sins. Allah azza wa jal have protected them. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent them for guidance, and therefore, since they have come to guide mankind, they cannot commit sins. But yet they have cried in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They have implored to Allah Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have shed tears. Look at the tears of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How much of tears he have shed in the gham of his ummah. He cried for us. He supplicated for us. He made abundance of istighfar despite not committing any sin. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned about Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah that when he would stand for salah, Allahu Akbar, and when he will make ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal, he would cry and weep in his ibadat to this extent that the rumble in his chest, the noise that occurs or that emanates from inside the chest due to excessive crying, that's heard when a person's chest makes a different type of a noise. It is mentioned that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, would cry to this extent that the rumble in his chest due to crying could be heard even from the distance of a mile. Allahu Akbar. Even from the distance of 1 mile, the rumble could be heard in his chest. Hazrat Sayyiduna Dawud ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. He worshipped Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this extent that he cried in prostration in sajda for 40 days. He cried so much that he remained in that position to this extent that the grass grew higher than his head, above his head, covering his mubarak and blessed head, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. When they as Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam have cried, when they as companions and sahaba cried, when they as awliya, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, have shed tears and cried due to the fear of hell, due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, then where do you and I stand? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, make it a habit, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Energize yourself, electrify yourself with this spiritual and everlasting blessing. This blessing will bring about many more blessings in your life if you learn how to cry due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned to you, the mercy of Allah is very vast. It is great. Only if you and I can repent for the sins that we have committed in the dunya. There are many more other ahadith which we will be listening to. But before that, inshallah, azawajal, let us get connecting with a great muballigh of Da'wat Islami. And I have been waiting for him, mashallah. We say shukran to him for accepting our invitation. And he is none other than muballigh Da'wat Islami, Brother Shahid Attari Sallamahul Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
Inshallah, marhaba, Shahid bhai. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, by the grace and mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And how about yourself, Shahid bhai? How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal.
Shahid bhai, we just love listening to your melodious voice, especially in the morning times, mashallah. And alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing, Shahid bhai. I hope the family and the weather all day on that side of the world in Benoni, mashallah, that's where we are connecting with you from. Mashallah, you are in Benoni, whilst we are in Durban, that's about approximately 600 miles away, Shahid bhai. Am I right?
Ji, approximately ji.
Alhamdulillah, we are blessed with these technologies that, mashallah, Zawajal, you can also convey your message of love and muhabba to the world out there, mashallah, via Madani channel. And Ji Shahid bhai, what is your nasiha, your advice, your Madani pearls for today?
Ji, Mona Tabresab, sticking to the topic that you were discussing, Actually, there is a book written by the father of Sayyidi Murshidi Aqai, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen o Millat, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman. The book is called Ahsanul Wi'a Li Adab Ad-Du'a. And this book was authored by the father of Ala Hazrat Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, Ra'isul Mutakallimin. And under the ethics of making dua, he writes that try as hard as possible to shed tears, even if it is only one. When making dua, try as hard as possible to shed tears, even if it is only one tear. Tears, as you said, Maulana Tabriz, are signs of acceptance. He further writes that if you can cry, if you cannot cry, then at least make your face as if you are crying. Adopting or imitating the faces of the pious is itself piety. And then Ala Hazrat further comments on this. And he quotes a hadith mubarakah from the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Hadith number 5107, on the authority of Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, and quotes the hadith, وَمَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. And one who imitates a nation will become from them. Further writes that it is reported in Sufi manuals that a mischievous person imitated the illustrious Sufis of his time. Allah. When he died, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave his sins and said to him, I have forgiven you because you imitated my beloved servants even though you mocked them. At least you adopted their style, which is beloved to me. When we adopt or imitate the faces of the elite servants without boastfulness while making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, then it will certainly please Allah Azza wa Jal. According to the Sharia, it is haram to imitate the pious to impress others. But if it is without boastfulness, then even if you cannot cry, make your face as if you are crying. In other words, here, imitation is allowed to imitate the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when crying. And even if, it is stated in the summary of a hadith of Mubarak Imran Tabresa, that even if you shed one teardrop, and that teardrop is the size of the head of a fly, in the fear of Allah, then the fire of Jahannam will become haram for you.
Such beautiful ahadith. However, dear viewers on this Madani channel, subhanallah, we should regard ourselves as mujrims, you know, as criminals. We are bound to make mistakes. We are not perfect. But if we implore to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we beg from the rahmah and from the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, through the sadqah, wasila, medium and approach of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shall get our sins forgiven. Allahu Akbar. As the poet says so beautifully, Shahid Baitu will recite with us inshallah azza wa jal. Out there, the viewers and listeners of Madani channel can also make this dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal by closing your eyes and imagining that you are sitting in front of the beautiful golden chamber of the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and you are crying and you are saying this. Mujrim hu jahan bhar ka رسوا زمانہ ہوں
عطا کرنا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. جی شاہد بھائی, ان شاء اللہ الحمد للہ, بائی دا گریس اینڈ مرسی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, وی ہیو ناؤ کم ٹو دا اینڈ آف دس پروگرام کالڈ دا ارلی ایکو. بٹ بیفور وی ٹرمینیٹ, شاہد بھائی, سم ورڈز آف ایڈوائز فرام یو ان شاء اللہ عز و جل.
خواجہ خواجگان معین الحق و الدین حسن سنجری اجمیری رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, آلسو نون ایز عطا رسول, اینڈ وین ہی واز سینٹ ٹو انڈیا, he was sent with a mission to do neki ki daawat, invitation towards goodness, towards righteousness, to invite people to Islam. And sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent with authority. When a person travels in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the istilah of daawat Islam, we call it madani qafila. So Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi traveled on the madani qafila to spread the deen of Islam. And as you rightly mentioned, that over 9 million non-Muslims accepted Islam at the hands of Khwaja Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And if we can just adopt this one habit, because, you know, we are speaking our theme, whenever I come online, we have a certain theme. And our theme is about habits of highly effective Muslims. One of the most highly effective Muslims that lived was Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. He was so effective, like you said, that 9 million non-Muslims accepted Islam at his hands. And if we can adopt that habit of his, of inviting towards righteousness, towards goodness, towards piety, towards Islam, you know, we have a campaign in certain countries called Welcome to Islam. And alhamdulillah, our Maulana Uthman Madani, who is a graduate of our Jamiatul Madina, Imam Ahmed Raza in Lanesia South, the Jamia, the Darul Uloom of Dawat Islami in South Africa, he started this campaign called Welcome to Islam. And I think over between 300 and 500 non-Muslims have accepted Islam at their hands in this campaign. And alhamdulillah, that campaign is being rolled out throughout the world, where non-Muslims are being welcomed into Islam. The deen of Islam is being taught to them, and people's hearts are softening towards the deen of Islam and embracing Islam. This is that habit of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, that he never missed an opportunity to invite people to the deen of Islam. And we often talk about the karamat of Khwaja Sahib, how the whole of Ana Sagar was put into one container, and many other karamats of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. We may not be able to do those karamat, but we are able to invite people towards Islam. So my message for the viewers of Madani Channel is follow the sunnah of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi by inviting people towards Islam. Rather than we talking about his miracles, let us practice upon that which he practiced upon. And inshallah azza wa jal, through his fares, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also grant us too a high status, inshallah azza wa jal. Let us remember Khwaja Sahib by practicing upon that which he practiced upon and inviting non-Muslims towards Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Deliver, convey on my behalf, even if it is one ayah, one verse, one masla of sharia. So we should try to become muballighs, and we should spread the deen of Islam and follow in the footsteps of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Jazakallah Mawlana Tabriz for having me on your show. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and the technical staff of Madani Channel that are around you to make this possible. Indeed, it is very inspiring, and I'm sure the viewers of Madani Channel are enjoying watching you on Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a long, healthy, wealthy, pious and happy life. Ameen. Ameen.
Allah marhaba, jazakallah, shukran to you as well, Shahid bhai, for accepting our invitation and for giving and sharing your beautiful and amazing Madani pearls. MashaAllah, what motivation and encouragement you had given. SubhanAllah, we really, really appreciate it, Shahid Bhai. And in fact, what our Shahid Bhai has mentioned, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, is actually the summary of this verse of the Holy Quran. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, and the summary of this ayah is that who is better than him in speech, who calls people towards righteousness and forbids people from evil, and he does virtuous deeds himself, and then he says, Ana minal Muslimin, I am a Muslim. Allahu Akbar, SubhanAllah. So there are many orators out there, there are many lecturers. We all like to give lectures, but at the same time, our lecture should be surrounding calling people towards righteousness with ilm, knowledge, with hikmah and wisdom. And it is quite important, SubhanAllah, that we do understand this, that we should practice what we preach as well. It's very important, dear viewers, under the Madani channel. Our topic for today was actually shedding tears in the love and in the remembrance of Rasulullah SAW out of the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the, as I mentioned before as well, and once again, I would repeat myself, that there are many things we should contemplate and ponder over which can make us cry. If you think for a moment, close your eyes. Whilst you're at your work, whilst you're on the computer, no problem. Take a pause, take a break from your work and think about your accountability. Think about the akhirah. In the dunya, we cannot account for the things we have done 1 week ago, what we have eaten yesterday. How are we going to account to Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of judgment? So think and ponder, and trust me, this will connect you spiritually to Allah Azza wa Jal. It will give you some boost and energy that you haven't seen before. Because why? Your heart will soften. The loss of this world will not matter to you anymore. SubhanAllah. And I leave you with this final hadith of the Holy Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that all eyes will cry on the day of judgment. All eyes will cry, meaning they will shed tears on the day of judgment, except for three. And out of the three will be that one eye that shed tears due to the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, on the day of judgment, it will be so horrific and so scary that there is no one that will not remain silent. Everyone will cry, except three eyes. And out of the three eyes, that one eye will be of that person who used to cry in the dunya. So therefore, on the day of judgment, he will not cry. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. And now we have come to the end of this program, and we leave you with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami for you to remember at all times, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah. Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.